Soft Sounds and Silences, written by Kaneen and read by Flower Parish. This is a Mandalorian fic rated for general audiences. Summary: Din learns the sounds of his new foundling. The Razorcrest is a noisy beast. Din knows her noises by heart now. The creak of metal under strain, the clanking of cargo shifting in the hold, the rattle of that one circulation fan he never manages to fix. Every time he gets in trouble, the crest comes out of it with new noises, and Din learns those in turn. He has to know the old girl's tells, has to know when a hiss is just the coolant system leaking, and when it might be a rivet failing and venting the ship's precious atmosphere into the vacuum of space. And so, he lies in his bunk during the night cycle, naming each noise as he hears it and letting the repetition lull him to sleep. His ship is safe. He is safe. There are new noises layered over the old ones these days. Living noises. The child's noises. Coos and chirps, and sometimes a curiously audible silence, a distinct lack of noise that Din has learned means the kid is doing something he very definitely shouldn't be doing. Now, when Din lies down in his bunk, his helmet on, with the child tucked into his hammock above him, he listens for the sounds of his ship, and he listens for the sounds of the child. The rustle of fabric as he shifts, half-voiced sounds as he dreams, the smacking of his lips and the soft snuffle of his breathing. His ship is safe. He is safe. The child is safe. Din doesn't think of his parents often. It's too easy to remember his last glimpses of them. The child is restless tonight, shifting and fussing. Every time Din reaches up to soothe the child, he hardly seems to settle, only to cry out again when Din withdraws a hand. How does he calm a crying child? There were children in the covert, but Din rarely interacted with them. His role as Baroia took him outside the covert more often than not. For once, Din thinks of his parents, casts his mind back past the terror. He can see them now in his mind's eye, through the gap in the curtain across his sleeping alcove, heads together over their small table as they played card games by the dim light of a lantern. He would watch them as he fell asleep, listening to their quiet voices and quickly stifled laughter. Din thinks about their voices and tries, vocoder crackling to life.
"It's all right, kid."
The words awkward in his throat. The child whimpers. Din tries again.
"It's all right."
There was a song his mother used to sing. A lullaby. He remembers it, the tune, the sound of the words. He opens his mouth. The noises scatter. He remembers it, but he can't. He closes his mouth again. He doesn't truly remember it, only the shape of the song. The feeling of it when his mother sang it to him. The safety, the warmth. The child's whimpers trail off into sniffling, and then the sniffling into soft breathing. Din relaxes. His ship is safe. He is safe. The child is safe. Din spends the next 2 day cycles humming to himself inside his helmet, trying to remember the lullaby his mother used to sing to him. It comes back in bits and snatches, parts of it at least. Enough, maybe. He strings the remembered pieces together into something like a tune, keeps it in his heart and the confines of his helmet. Din is no stranger to waking gripped in panic, sure that something is wrong. He's lain rigid, convinced the next breath he drew would be nothing but choking vacuum, only to relax at the sudden rattling of a fan as the air circulation system kicked into life. Sometimes just the sounds of the ship are enough, a reminder that he is home, not wherever his dreaming mind took him. He swims up out of sleep, heart pounding, throat thick with the memory of terror of tears. The child makes a sleepy noise, snuffles as he turns over. Din forces himself to relax. The kid is safe. It was a dream. Above him, the child whimpers. Din hesitates, and then sits up. Din carefully lifts the child from his hammock and cradles the child to his chest as he lays back down. The child whimpers again. Din's voice is rough, off-key as he begins to sing. It's half-wordless humming, this barely-remembered lullaby, but... The child settles, a soft, warm, living weight on his chest. One little clawed hand unerringly finds the gap where Din had loosened the neck of his kute and settles cool against Din's neck. Din lets out a deep breath, heart rate slowing. He thinks he has never heard a sound more beautiful than the child's soft, snuffling snores. Here I am. I am alive. Din listens, to his ship creaking and rattling around him, to his child asleep on him. His ship is safe. He is safe. His child is safe. The end.